KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. In high school, a softball and baseball action from last night, starting off from the softball field. Hawkeye 10 conference teams in action. It was Councilman Abraham Lincoln, an 8-7 victory over Lewis Central. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 9-4. Harlan, a 1-0 winner over Logan Magnolia, as Emily Brouse led the Cyclones in the circle with 12 strikeouts and allowed just one hit on the night. Shenandoah, a 3-2 winner over Sydney. And St. Albert, an 8-1 win over Fremont Mills. Alexis Narmi with 8 strikeouts and 1 hit allowed there for the Saints. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva, a 10-0 win over Glidden-Ralston. Cam took 2 from Whiting, 7-6 and 13-0. Exira EHK, a 12-4 winner over West Harrison, as the Spartans scored 5 runs in the 4th and the 6th inning of that one to pick up the victory. Western Iowa Conference play, it was Underwood, a 12-1 winner over Riverside, as Macy Van Fossen of Underwood hit her first career home run, a 3-run shot that helped the Eagles win that game. Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was Clark, 7-0 over Central Decatur. Earlham took 2 from Mount Air, 6-1 and 7-2. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 12-1 winner over Lamoni. At the Orient-Maxburg tournament, it was East Union 11-1 over Diagonal. Lennox 1-0 over Melcher Dallas. Murray a 12-2 winner over Orient-Maxburg. And Nottoway Valley 11-1 over Mormon Trail. Maddox DeVault led the Wolverines with 4 hits, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs scored in that one. High school baseball action, Hawkeye 10 conference teams in action. It was Clarinda 18-9 over Southwest Valley, and St. Albert was a 19-0 winner over Fremont Mills. Also in Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva 13-0 over Glidden-Ralston. Cam took 2 from Whiting 18-3 in Game 1 as Kobe Rich had his 7th home run of the season and drove in 3. Cam, a 20-5 winner in Game 2, as Brody Paulson led the Cougars in that one with a double, single, and 2 RBIs. Coon Rapids Bayard, a 10-3 winner over Booyer Valley, and it was West Harrison 15-4 over Exira EHK. Western Iowa Conference teams in action, it was Traynor, a 19-5 win over Audubon. Pride of Iowa play, Des Moines Christian 15-2 over Central Decatur. Lennox, a 4-3 winner over Clark. Nottoway Valley, a 13-1 victory over West Central Valley, as Kaylin DeVault led the way, going 5-for-5 with 2 doubles and 5 RBIs in that one. Southeast Warren, a 6-0 winner over Melcher Dallas. And it was Orient-Maxburg, 7-4 over East Mills. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scores from last night. Also in a high school softball note, the Atlantic softball program announcing that Dr. Claire Markham will be inducted into the Atlantic High School Softball Hall of Fame next week. During her career that spanned from 2003 to 2007, she earned numerous awards, was a first-team All-Hawkeye 10 selection twice during her junior and senior campaigns, and was also an All-State Honorable Mention choice during her senior year. After her high school career, she went on to earn a bachelor's degree in mathematics and a medical degree from Creighton University, and now is currently serving as a general OBGYN in Omaha at Methodist Physicians Clinic. And she'll be inducted into that Atlantic High School Softball Hall of Fame coming up in the game against Harlan on June the 24th there in Atlantic. In a Major League Baseball game we had for you yesterday during the day, it was Yadier Molina grounding an RBI single down the third baseline in the 9th inning, and the Cardinals edged the Miami Marlins 1-0 to sweep that season series. Molina's 8th career regular season walk-off hit came with one out and sent Miami to their 4th straight loss. Paul Goldschmidt reached on an error by shortstop Jazz Chisholm Jr. in starting the 9th. After Matt Carpenter walked with one out, Molina singled off Marlins starter Sandy Alcantara. Next up for the Cardinals, they'll send right-hander John Gant to the mound, and they begin a 6-game road trip coming up tonight with the first of 4 against the Atlanta Braves. The Braves have not announced their starter yet here for tonight's contest. That'll be a 5:25 pregame with first pitch at 6:20 right here on the Cardinals radio network. In other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday, it was the Reds topping the Brewers 2-1. The Tigers beat the Royals 6-5, racked up 13 hits in that contest. Willie Castro homered during a 3-run rally in the 7th inning there for the Tigers. Also in 10 innings of play, it was the White Sox 8-7 winners over the Rays. The Rockies beat the Padres 8-7. The Athletics 8-4 over the Angels. Nationals beat the Pirates 3-1. Red Sox were 10-8 winners over the Braves. It was the Yankees, a 3-2 victory over the Blue Jays. The Indians beat the Orioles 8-7. The Mets over the Cubs 6-3. It was the Astros 8-4 winners over the Rangers. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 13-7. Twins were 7-2 winners over the Mariners. And the Phillies, a 2-0 victory over the LA Dodgers. Let's look at your Major League Baseball scores there from last night. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, it was Montreal picking up a 3-2 victory on the road over the Vegas Golden Knights to even up that series at one game apiece. And in the NBA, it was Atlanta, a 109-106 winner over Philadelphia as the Hawks take a 3-2 series lead there. And the LA Clippers, a 119-111 victory over the Utah Jazz as Clippers now lead that series 3-2. And also another sporting note, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department reports that 4 new outdoor pickleball courts are ready for play. The courts are painted in the west end of the Sunnyside Tennis Courts, and there are 3 scheduled group times per week to be able to play. We'll be playing Sundays at 6 p.m., and you can contact Bruce Henderson if you're interested there to sign up for that organized play on Sunday evenings at 249-8255. Wednesdays, they play at 6 p.m., and Fridays at 8 a.m. Those are pickup games for all levels taking place at those times. Pickleball currently the fastest growing sport in the U.S. Between 2019 and 2020, the number of players increased by 21.3%, and currently there are about 3.8 million players in the U.S. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.